Hello and welcome to the official PaizoCon 2019 seminar coverage in partnership with Paizo. Today's seminar is Welcome to PaizoCon with speakers Eric Mona, Sarah Marie, and Tim Nightingale. Our coverage would not be possible without our con staff, Paizo, and our patrons. Find more seminar recordings on nodirectionpodcast.com.
Hi everybody, good morning, good morning, good morning. Woo! I'm Eric Mona, and this is the Welcome to PaizoCon seminar. Before I get started into what that means and what we're going to cover, I'd like to have the rest of my panelists introduce themselves, starting with Sarah Marie.
Hi, I'm Sarah Marie, and I did a lot of the event organization for PaizoCon and a lot of other random things that need to get done.
Excellent. And how about you, young sir?
I'm Tim Nightingale. I am the co-founder of PaizoCon and the editor of Wayfinder that you all should have had in your bags today. So,
indeed. And I am the publisher of Paizo. I run the editorial team. And this is this the 12th one of these?
I lost count.
I did too. After 10, I stopped counting. But this we've been doing PaizoCon for like about a dozen years. This is the biggest that it's ever been. And we're very excited to have you guys join us. Before I get too deep into it, how about like a little show of hands? How many people in this room have never been to PaizoCon before? Yes!
Oh, yes!
Yes! Okay, out there on the internet, raise your hand if you've never been to okay, never mind about that. But, all right, so that's what this seminar is really all about. So the idea here is to just have kind of a quick sort of informal get-together, tell you about the con, hit a few highlights of things that you want to make sure you don't miss while you're here, a couple of tips and tricks to make sure by the time you leave you're still alive, all that kind of stuff. So I guess just before we get into that, I want to add a couple of data points to each of my co-panelists' introductions of themselves. So Tim started as a fan. He is a fan, I guess. I hate that word, but you're a player.
I am.
Right? And so Tim founded the show and has been... Have you missed a single one, Tim? Has never missed a single one. So Tim and I and maybe a couple of other people here have been to every single one.
Right.
And you can tell by the wrinkles in our foreheads and the lines under our eyes. And Sarah Marie... I first met coming to PaizoCon,
yes.
Like PaizoCon 2, I think,
yeah.
Right?
Yep. Yeah.
And so back when it was a somewhat smaller affair, Sarah Marie was there, and she had a great time, and mm-hmm. we had a position open up at the company, and she applied, and we all remembered her from the show. So, and now she's pretty much in charge of the show, so be careful what you ask for. So PaizoCon is an important part of Paizo every year. We get a chance to hang out with the people who buy our products and who play our games. And hang out is really kind of the most important part for us. We, when the show started in the basement of a La Quinta Inn,
Don't disparage that. Everyone makes that sound like it's a bad thing. It is.
It was pretty bad. It was great. But the whole con was in a room like basically this size.
With a pillar.
The only difference is there's a more obstructed view. So it started really small. And in fact, Tim, do you want to just talk about the origin of PaizoCon just for a few minutes?
Yeah, sure. So it originated really on the boards. Somebody had a great idea. It was back to sort of date it. Meetup was a new thing. The meetup online system, so a bunch of fans that were on the board said, hey, we should all get to know each other personally. So there was a lot of debate back and forth about who was going to host it, like where, what city it was going to be in. Of course, everybody wanted it where they lived,
yeah.
Which makes it really hard. But I had actually been playing in Jason Bullman's game in the Paizo office, and I one day decided I would go in and talk to them about, hey, if we held it here, would you show up and maybe run some games? And it was a resounding yes, we'd love to do that. And so I came to the table saying, not only can I host it, but I can guarantee you that some Paizo people will show up to it. And it was kind of sold. It just got dumped onto me at that point. So we booked it up and meet up. Some WotC people crashed it
mm-hmm.
as well.
They were invited.
And most of the company showed up. I mean, almost everybody from
Paizo at
the time. Yeah,
there were almost more of us than there were
of fans
at that show.
So that first lottery, the first lottery, to put that into perspective, was actual tickets with your name on it in a hat. And when we went to, like, okay, who's playing Wolfgang Bauer's game, and pull out five names out of the hat. You guys are all at this table. That was actually the lottery. So it's
that
improved.
Sounds easier.
Yeah, and we're happy to announce we're going back to that system next year.
Exactly. So, yeah, but that's the context. There was, I think we had a room. The capacity was 50. I think we almost and maxed it out, exceeded it, and it was for one day. There was Costco pizza catered.
Mm-hmm. So, and the Burgermaster we could walk over to.
The Burgermaster, nice. And we went to Dixie's.
Mm-hmm.
And had some of the man.
Yep.
Sauce.
Yep. So that was a resounding success. Everybody had a really fun time. The staff had a really fun time. It was early enough in Paizo's history that, you know, we were not sure people cared, you know, really. And so it was kind of cool to come and be like, oh my gosh, you know, we almost filled up a small room, you know. And but there was a lot of buzz coming out of the show and on the message boards especially. And it wasn't too long after that first show that we had a conversation with you about, mm-hmm. I think this thing's going to get bigger and maybe we should have it be a little bit more official. And so we took it over for year two.
Yes.
And
you asked the question and I said, oh God, yes, please.
It was something like, Tim, what do you think if maybe, you know, for liability reasons or whatever? And he's like, yep, get it off our hands, but we'll be happy to come. And I said, great, we'd love to have you. And so so that was our first year at a real room convention, right, in a hotel, and it was over in Bellevue at the Coast Hotel, and that's where Sarah Marie came, mm-hmm, into our lives.
Yeah.
How did you get plugged into this whole wild and crazy PaizoCon?
Yeah, so my GM, who was running some Pathfinder stuff for me, and you know, group, was like, "Hey, you guys all need to go to this convention," and the banquet, it was like $10 or $15 at the time. It's like, you have to go to the banquet. You have to do this, and it's like, okay, I'm free that weekend, and I just showed up. And the schedule that year, the program booklet, was two pieces of paper stapled together.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
We've come a long way since then. Yeah,
we have indeed. And so, all right, so enough history. We're here today. This is PaizoCon 2019, not PaizoCon 1978 or whatever it was when we all met.
2008.
Well, I've got the last number, right? So anyway, so what do you do? Now you're here. You're at PaizoCon. What do you do? The first thing you do after you register, you come to the Welcome to PaizoCon seminar. After the Welcome to PaizoCon seminar, what do you do? I thought it might be fun for the three of us to just highlight a couple of things that happen every year or that are happening specifically this year, and talk a little bit about that. But I keep wanting to interrupt myself. So before we do that, I want to talk about our guests of honor. So we've got a few guests of honor this year at PaizoCon. Leanne Merciel, the author, is our author guest of honor. She's done a number of novels in our Pathfinder Tales line. She's also been helping us a lot with writing on Pathfinder 2nd Edition, in particular some of the world stuff. And so she did a big chapter on Cheliax for the Lost Omens World Guide, which is a launch product for Pathfinder 2nd Edition. And she's many of the ideas that you might like about Hell Knights and about, in particular, about the Strix, the winged creatures in Pathfinder, and about Zonkuthon and Nadal really come from Leanne's novels and from her ideas. So we're really excited. She's got a couple of seminars that she's going to be doing, including a world-building one on Friday in this room, and it will be streaming on our stream, and that's at 2:45 to 3:45 p.m. on Friday. Yeah, today.
So can I interrupt?
Please.
This is Leanne's first convention as a guest of honor.
Oh.
So she's really excited, and I'm really excited to have her here. And so if you're, you know, going to meet her or something, just, you know, help her have a good time too. So
exactly.
Excited to have her first convention with us.
Cool. And I think she's going to be great at these seminars. She's one of our favorite writers, so we're really happy to have her. Not one of our favorite artists literally our favorite artist, is here as a guest of honor as well. And that, of course, is Wayne Reynolds, the guy who designs all the Pathfinder iconic characters, the guy who does the paintings for most of our rule books. He has got a spot in the store where he's set up, and he's going to be selling prints and signing autographs and doing, I think he's probably even doing sketches, talking to people. Wayne is one of the friendliest, nicest guys in this business. And the really, really interesting thing about Wayne is anytime you're talking to him about his art, he's so detail-oriented. And there's a story behind every single, like, sash on an iconic character, every nick in their armor. He can tell you how that happened, and he's so he personally makes armor himself as like a historical recreation guy, and so he really understands how all that stuff works. So if you have a chance, I highly recommend popping down to the store and talking to Wayne Reynolds. I guess that is a good segue, before I start talking about our other guests, to talk about the layout of this place a little bit. So right now you guys are in the Cascade Room hallway. Most of the seminars are going to take place in this area. So if you're in any of the Cascade Rooms, they're here. There are a couple of other seminar spots. There's the Evergreens and the Olympia. Did I get that right? I go to too many cons.
They're not seminar spots.
Oh, good. So, all right, I should let Sarah Marie talk about this stuff.
The seminars this year are in the Cascade Rooms, which is Cascade 13, 12, and 11. And then we've got a smaller room, which is Cascade 8, across the hallway. Those are the seminar ones this year.
Okay. And then the Evergreen Rooms, that open gaming then? Or what's
Evergreen
going on in Evergreen?
4 is open gaming, and okay. Then there's games going on all weekend in the other ones.
Cool. So downstairs by where you guys got your packets and your badge and everything, that's generally that we'll call it the registration area. They are right now converting that area to have our demo delves. So what those are is there'll be flip mats or some terrain set up, and you just come up for walk-up demos all weekend long. The main things we're focusing on for this year's show are the Starfinder Beginner Box, which just came out, the Pathfinder Adventure Card Game, sort of new base set with a refresh card look and some Titan mechanics. That's got demos here at the show. And then a little thing we're calling Pathfinder Second Edition, which we're debuting for the very first time in a public setting for people just to walk up and play. So we've got most members of the editorial staff, but also other parts of the company as well, running games, and you just walk up and play. You can play with different GMs. You can do it multiple times if you want. Really get a sense of what the new games are all about. So that's going to be in that center section by registration. Mm-hmm. Sort of flanking that area, as you're looking at it on the left, is the banquet hall, or the banquet room, and that is the grand ballroom on your player map here. And that is where we have our Pathfinder Society games almost every day, and in fact every day, and almost every hour of every day. But then we have the banquet in there as well. So on Saturday night, I host or I MC a banquet where we have multiple speakers. We're going to reveal a ton of interesting stuff about Pathfinder 2nd Edition, about Starfinder, about new releases, including things that we have not ever talked about before. So there's always a little bit of news that comes out of that banquet. The food's pretty good. Yeah, they do a good job in there. So I highly, how many of you guys are going to the banquet? Anyone? Cool. It's great. Good choice. So that's where that'll be. If you're facing registration, on the right is the Northwest Ballroom, and that's where we've set up a Paizo store. It's quite incredible. It actually kind of feels like a store in there. And I think it's a more pleasurable shopping experience even than our Gen Con booth. And
for sure.
Hard to believe. But we've got a ton of Pathfinder stuff from our warehouse in there. We have new releases. We've got a glass tower that has some preview stuff that is not out yet, including some plush Skittermanders from Starfinder that look really, really amazing. We also have some... we will have some second edition Pathfinder stuff by the end of the week that we'll show off in there as well. We've got partner vendors that are hanging out in there. If you haven't had a chance to check out that area, highly recommend it. Is the Paint and Take in there
that
as well?
It is, yeah.
We also have our friends from Reaper run a Paint and Take, which is you just walk up, they give you a miniature, they got a bunch of paints there, you can just paint up a miniature. This is, I think, the sleeper hit thing to do at PaizoCon for a couple of different reasons. One of the things about a show is it can get a little chaotic. You know, you've got a schedule, you're bumping into people in the hallways. Sometimes you just need a little peace and quiet. And you can go into your room and retreat and sleep or whatever, which is great. I recommend a little bit of that too. But you don't really feel like you're at the con at that point. You know, you come to the con to be at a con, but you don't necessarily need to be busy 24/7. And so you can just walk up very casually. They'll give you a mini, they'll give you a paints. There's usually two or three or four other guests at the show just hanging out, painting. By guests I mean attendees, painting, and you get to meet people from all over the world and stuff just hanging out. And it's also the people that they've got running that thing have some real expertise at painting miniatures. So if you don't know what you're doing and you're just like, I'm painting miniatures, I'm all thumbs, they will make one of those thumbs a finger. You know, so I highly recommend checking that out. You guys saw, I think, between the Northwest Ballroom and then kind of the main entrance of the hotel, there's obviously the hotel bar, there's a Starbucks right by that hotel bar. There's usually a line snaking off of that thing. Highly recommend that. And yeah, you know, there's a pool and stuff too, but I'll let the hotel tell you about that. So that's all that. I was talking about guests. The last guests that I want to recognize are our friends from the Glass Cannon Network. So Glass Cannon, how many of you guys are familiar with Glass Cannon? Wow, a lot. Good. So they have been real fun partners for us. They came last year as well, and everyone had such a blast. We just said, come on, you got to come. Maybe come every year. So they are here. They will be doing their own programming. Do they have one of the Cascade rooms again?
Yeah, they have 9 and 10 are combined into one room, and they've got their stuff set up in there.
So that's a good place to hang out. Very friendly. You know, the Paizo Pathfinder players are friendly in general. There's a real camaraderie with some of those Glass Cannon folks. So if particularly late at night at the show and you're looking for something to do, I would check out Cascade 9 and 10. There's usually something going on in there. Gets hopping fairly late. So I would recommend checking out Glass Cannon. So that's the sort of guest-oriented stuff. I should point out, if you really wanted to do some programming with Glass Cannon and not just hang out with them, you can check out the Pathfinder 2nd Edition Actual Play that they will be doing all weekend long. That actually starts 15 minutes after this seminar ends, and that is over in Cascade 11. That will be Jason Bullman, the lead designer for Pathfinder, running all the Glass Cannon guys, plus some other schmuck, through an original second edition adventure that Jason has designed. If you followed their Crypt of the Everflame demo that we did with them, it'll be a very similar. It's multiple sessions. So it's pretty much every day. It's 10 to 1 on Saturday, 11 to 2 on Sunday, and 10 to 1 on Friday. So we're going to be tired by the end of that thing, but it'll be hilarious. So come on and check that out. What other events are you guys excited about here at PaizoCon this year? Tim?
Oh, the GCB thing was definitely. Last year I was not... I had just listened to the playtest, and I had just started listening to Androids and Aliens, and was talking with Troy, and he's like, oh, you haven't listened to GCP at all? And I was like, no. He's like, oh, you're in for a treat. And
I was a humble guy.
I've listened to every, totally. But yeah, I like crash coursed. I'm caught up on every episode they've ever done of anything. So I became an instant fan. So I'm really excited to listen to Jason, try to wrangle them.
They are they're a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Sarah Marie, what are you looking forward to?
One of the things that I really like about doing the events is that I get to work with a lot of our compatible publishers who are publishing Starfinder and Pathfinder compatibility stuff, and other RPG stuff that they've published. And they are here, a bunch of them are here running events, and they've got some really cool stuff. We've also got people from the community who are just doing great kind of fun experimental games, and those are really cool and usually have one or two seats left open. And I think that's probably something that I think more people should know, is that a lot of times somebody will just drop a game, they won't make it, they'll get tired, they've overbooked their schedule. And if you just show up at an event 5 minutes before it starts and just say, are there any open seats? A lot of times you can still get into a game.
I bet of the games that I've run at PaizoCon, the lottery games that I've run at PaizoCon, over 50% of the time someone hasn't shown up, or somebody as an alternate has been able to kind of sneak in at the last minute. And it's funny because, you know, there are folks who really, really want to play in one of these games and they don't get it, and then it's they feel bad. And, you know, if they only knew that some guy could just walk by the room 5 minutes before and goes, "Hey, is there an opening?" and get in, they might be a little disappointed. But you guys know. So yeah, that's a great tip. Really good tip.
Also, if you just want to watch it, I ran one and I actually had people sit down and watch the entire game. It was kind of surreal to have an audience of something I was running, but people want to do that, and you're totally welcome to. There are seats available for just to be in the room.
The world has really changed when it comes to watching people play role-playing games. You know, like 3-5 years ago, it'd be like, yeah, I guess you can come and watch me, but it'll probably be pretty boring. But now there's whole Twitch channels based off of that, and people love it. Speaking of people loving people watching playing Pathfinder, Sarah Marie is a star, a veritable star of the Oblivion Oath stream that we do on Paizo's channel on official paizo.twitch.tv. And she is going to be in an Oblivion Oath. Now, is this a game or is this
it
a panel?
Is. Well, it's both. I think. When I talked to Jason about it, that's what he said he wanted. So,
It says it's a two parts. Yeah. An hour of game time followed by a Q&A.
Yeah. So, and I think, I don't know that it's going to follow the storyline. I think it might be kind of a special little offshoot. So,
interesting.
Yeah.
Cool.
I don't know what they ended up deciding.
So
I don't know.
Special content. And that'll be really fun. That is Sunday in Cascade 11 from 4 to 6. If you guys have not had a chance to watch Oblivion Oath, I highly, highly recommend it. The episodes are archived on YouTube. They're an hour long. We do them every Thursday out of the Paizo offices. And Jason did a great job curating the team of players that he's got. So the default assumption might be, oh, you put the lead designer of the game in a streaming game, weekly streaming game. Let's load him up with like other game designers and developers and stuff like that. And there's some of that in there. But some of the best and most fun role players in the company don't necessarily work under my part of the company, right? And so we've got Sarah Marie from customer service. We've got Gabe Wallaconis from project management. We've got Owen Casey Stevens from Starfinder team. We've got Katina Davis from the
customer service.
Yeah, and so it's very exciting to have the company kind of come together that way. And man, they're making poetry in that thing. It's hilarious. I've already got like favorite quirks of each of the characters and stuff, and check out Oblivion Oath. Yeah, you guys are great.
Oh yeah.
And so I'm very, very happy about that and excited about that as well. You know, the thing is, there's lots of Pathfinder second edition stuff going on in the schedule this year. That's our big focus this show. We know you guys have a lot of questions about it. We've incorporated a ton of your feedback into the final version, which you get to play here at the show. But we've also got a number of opportunities for you to talk directly to the game designers and the other folks working on the game. Ask them questions, you know, let them know what you think, and then hear what they have to say about what's coming up. And basically every day in your program guide, you can find a different Pathfinder 2nd Edition thing. So let's see. Pathfinder 2nd Edition actual play. We've got that going on. We've got the art of Pathfinder 2nd Edition with Wayne Reynolds. We've got Pathfinder 2nd Edition adventuring with Leanne Mercial and Wayne Reynolds. I don't even know what that is, but I bet it's going to be awesome.
Liz Liddell is running that.
Oh,
it's
cool.
Actual play game.
That's cool.
No kidding, really?
Yeah.
Oh, God, I want to go see that.
I think that was one of the top filled events, but there are still seats available.
Awesome. And that is in Cascade 12 today. So everything I'm listing is just today. So we've got all that stuff tomorrow for Pathfinder 2nd Edition. We've got, let's see here, blah, blah, blah. You know what? You guys can flip through the book just as well as I can. All of the stuff are on these pages in your book. It's broken down by seminars and by room. But we've got rules Q&As. We've got reflections on the playtest. We've got all kinds of fun stuff. I'm in a seminar called The Future of Paizo 2019 and Beyond, where depending on how tired I am, I will talk about stuff I should talk about or maybe not. So that'll be really exciting to go see. Of course, we've got Pathfinder Society events going on in the ballroom, the whole show. Those are, how are the fill rates on those? Can people?
That's all Tanya, so I didn't.
Okay.
But we did leave some seats open so that people could walk up and play and it wasn't all full in advance.
Yeah, so if you haven't had a chance to play that, or maybe that's the reason you came to the show, there's going to be lots of gaming going on in that room all the time. That's where the adventure card game games are as well, mm-hmm. is in the ballroom. Okay, I want to talk about something else. I want to talk about food. Let's talk about food. Very important to feed yourself during a convention. So I asked before by show of hands how many people had never been to PaizoCon. Can I get another show of hands? How many people have never been to a convention at all? Okay, great. Not that many of you, but enough. Okay, so a couple quick pieces of advice. Don't forget to sleep. Don't forget to eat. For God's sake, shower every day. And I think that's pretty much it. So the cool thing about this location is there's a fair number of pretty good places to get food, as long as you don't mind crossing one of the busiest streets in the state. And so right across the street, we've got a couple of really good options. We've got, is there still a Subway over there? Mm-hmm. Subway, yeah. So if you like a little yoga mat in your bread, go to Subway. We've got there's a Thai restaurant over there. There's
an excellent Thai restaurant.
Mexican Thai restaurant. Is there still a Hawaiian restaurant
yeah.
over there? Hawaiian food's
that
good.
One's good.
There is also one of my favorite places to eat, which is that Sharp's Roaster place right across the street. So if you're walking right out the front door, it's actually off to your right a fair distance, but it's easily walkable. And that place has got the most killer, like, prime rib roast beef sandwich I've ever had in my life. If you're a meat person, head over to Sharp's Roaster. They got rotisserie chickens. They got all kinds of good food. Not probably a place you want to hit for every meal. You're going to be a big person at the end of this show if you eat there, but that is quite good. There's also a little sort of, I consider it to be a bit of a PaizoCon secret, and that is that there's a couple of places where you can get food pretty much round the clock within walking distance of here. One of those places is a little secret joint known as Denny's. So you could go there if you want to get some moons over my hammy or whatever. But there's another local place called 13 Coins that I actually much, 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 much more highly recommend. That is about maybe a half a mile walk down the street. You come out of the parking lot, turn to the right, and it's in a office building. But just look it up on your phone or whatever. It's called 13 Coins. It's a Seattle institution, and it's pretty swanky in there. It's like you don't have to dress up or anything. It's not a fancy restaurant, but it's like got kind of a 70s swinger airport retreat kind of a spot vibe to it, and it kind of like this hotel, in fact. It's nice. It's quiet. There's booths. It's a good place to kind of get away from the con without leaving too far away from the con. If you're super, super adventurous, you can hop a train and go to Seattle if you want, but come on, you got to go to PaizoCon first. So PaizoCon's more important than Seattle, right?
Definitely.
Yeah. All right. Food in the hotel is a thing that you can get mm-hmm. as well.
Well, there's the coffee bar, and they actually
the coffee
have, like,
bar
hot
is really good,
and
they, yeah, and actually that's a very good point. Off kind of like if you're facing the coffee bar, off around the corner to the right, they'll have like little grab and go stuff that mm-hmm. that can be a real lifesaver, especially if you have a 15-minute break between slots or whatever. Any other food tips,
yeah,
guys?
I think this weekend the hotel will have like a little pop-up stand.
Oh, cool.
I don't
Hot dogs and
yeah,
stuff like that.
I think
yeah.
so.
They've done
oh,
it before.
Is Jeff,
it out
Jeff
in the
worries
atrium?
About that, not me.
Is it
going to
be out in the atrium? It,
probably, if they yeah. have it, yeah.
Or down by the Delves.
Okay.
Oh, let's see. Other events you guys are excited about? Anything else? Any must-do stuff at PaizoCon that we haven't covered?
Not that we haven't covered. I think you've got a lot of that.
I got one more could-do thing at PaizoCon. If you guys are into miniatures and you have a bunch of miniatures here and for some reason you brought miniatures you don't like anymore. I run a little miniatures after party trading thing. So in the bar at 1 o'clock on Monday, it's very informal. In fact, the show is over at that point. So it's mostly just me hanging out in the bar, but come on by and we'll swap some minis. And that's always been a fun thing. We've done that every year except the first. So it started as a way where I'm like, I can get rid of some of my extra minis. Awesome. And it's become just another way to accumulate stuff.
kind of backfired.
All right, so we've still got about 15 minutes. We can keep rambling on, but I bet some of you guys have some questions about PaizoCon or whatever, and I'm happy to take any of those questions, and you can just walk up to the microphone. For the benefit of our viewers at home. Oh man, you could
psych this out.
If you don't have more questions, I'm just going to tell more stories.
We got lots of stories.
Okay. Tim. Oh, here's a question.
We got one. One, you forgot hydration. That's very important.
Oh, yes.
Drink water.
Yes.
Lots of it.
Yes.
Second, you guys are all putting on a pretty big show. These guys look like they're your technical sound AV guys.
These guys are the No Direction Podcast.
No Direction Podcast.
And they are indeed helping us out with streaming throughout the weekend. We've got Harem here with the hats, and we have Alex here without the hats. We're very happy to have them join us.
So for you guys and everybody else who put on the show, thank you. Let's give them a hand.
Let's meet again on Monday and see if he's still clapping.
All right, great. Thanks.
Oh, that was it?
No.
Wow. Anyone else want to lavish us with praise? Yes, sir.
No praise. Oh. No, just kidding. I have a very random question.
Yeah.
You talked about the paint and take.
Yeah.
And I know that they've done some Reaper paints that were like Pathfinder colors.
Yes.
Is that ever going to be an official thing?
Yes. In fact, we have samples of those at Paizo right now. They're sitting like about 8 feet from my office, and they're really, really cool.
I think they were going to try to bring them.
I think so too. I think they may have them there. I know that the plan is to have them at least by sort of the Gen Con era, but I think they might have them. They're right on the edge. A little kind of like super behind the scenes thing about those paints is they came to me a couple years ago and said, "Hey, we'd like to do Reaper paints," and I was very excited because I use Reaper paints myself. I really like their paints. Actually, here's another little fact that most people don't know. Wayne Reynolds paints with Reaper paints. So all of his cover paintings and stuff, he's using Reaper miniatures paint because he is first and foremost a nerd. And so they came to me and they're like, "Hey, what we want to do is we want to have colors that are kind of pulled from the Pathfinder world and stuff." And so I hired my old buddy and Paizo alumni, a friend called Kyle Hunter, who, if you were with us all the way back from the Dragon and Dungeon era when we were doing Dragon and Dungeon magazine, which is how Paizo started, he was the art director for Dungeon, and he did a comic about a cantankerous drow dungeon guard named Downer. So I don't know if anyone remembers that, but he named all those paints and he designed the Paizo logo. Lots of trivia for you guys here. So any other questions? Yes, sir. Do you have a question?
Hey.
Hi.
I'm Aaron Shanks. I'm Paizo's PR manager, and I just have a couple of housekeeping
issues,
little changes that have occurred that we'll let everybody know on Twitch and in the room. So according to the Twitch schedule we had posted, the Ask the Paizo GMs was to be in this room. In your program, it's scheduled in Cascade 12. I have authorization from our fearless leader, Jeff, to move it back into this room so that we can, in fact, Twitch stream it for everybody. So if you're interested in attending the Ask the Paizo GMs seminar, stay here, and we will continue to stream it on Twitch. The other thing is, just to be clear, this is our Twitch studio for the weekend. We're going to break it down and move it Saturday night into the banquet hall and then move it back here. So this is where you'll find all the Twitch streamed events. And so Oblivion Oath will in fact be in here.
Oh, great.
And that's kind of a no-brainer. If you're here, you'll come to the Twitch studio. But you might see some inconsistent information in various places. we threw some changes at Sarah Marie and the team, and some things printed very early on are not the same as the final decisions made. And that's how things happen organically. So just those are the two housekeeping issues I wanted to bring up. Thanks.
Thank you, Aaron. So committed is Paizo to making this the best event possible that we are working on it up until the last second. So anyway, yeah, great. So I think that'll be fun. Tim, you got anything else you want to...
Grimmer Space is going on. I think they have
What's Grimmer Space, Tim?
So Grimmer Space is a new Kickstarter done by our friends Roan and Lou.
With Iron GM Games.
With Iron GM Games. And
you guys all know Roan and Lou, right?
Iron GMs. But it is a offshoot also with Sean Astin. The actor Sean Astin is part of that development as well. They're running a bunch of demos of that here. Mm-hmm. So if you're interested in that, you can go in and watch. I think they're even doing a live play during the weekend,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
So yeah, if you're interested in what that's all about, it's kind of, it's Starfinder compatible, and it's super dark and scary.
Yep.
Like horror, sci-fi.
Space, horror, sci-fi.
Yeah. So I get to play in one of those.
Do you?
Yeah.
Excellent.
I'm really super excited.
Those are down in one of the Olympic rooms, and then the actual play is in one of the panel rooms.
Yep.
Cool,
so
cool.
I'm down with that.
And they're also having a launch party after the banquet. Mm-hmm. It's 21.
Yeah, where
and up.
Is that?
Ooh. It's in one of the. It's in one of the rooms up here.
It says 13.
Okay.
Cascade 13.
Perfect.
That's it. So it'll be live streamed. No, I don't know about that. I mean, I think we've given you the long and the short of it. Stay hydrated. That's a great point. Try to get some sleep. Don't be afraid to talk to people. Don't be afraid to talk to anyone who's wearing a Paizo shirt, but really just your fellow attendees and stuff. There's been, over the 12 some years that we've been doing this, this con has really forged a lot of new friendships and things like that. The great thing is a lot of those friendships then can live on the Paizo message boards and other places in our community, on our chats and stuff like that. So, just get to know people, have a great time. Don't be a stranger. We're all here because we share interests in gaming and things. And so you've got more in common with people here than you do most the rest of your life. So chat it up. Yeah, one other question.
One more. What's this, Eric?
That
is
the puzzle hunt. So a couple of members of my staff, Joe Pacini and Jason Keeley, put together a PaizoCon puzzle hunt every year. There are, what's that?
I thought the goblins did it.
Well, you know, I guess these are not necessarily mutually exclusive. There is a stack of those downstairs by registration. It's just kind of a scavenger hunt, puzzle hunt. You'll have to do a little bit of exploring. You'll have to do a little bit of sleuthing to solve it, and there's a prize at the end. There's also, speaking of prizes and cool little activities like that, there's a trivia contest after the banquet. So maybe you don't want to party with the Grimmer Space guys. Maybe you're under 21. Maybe you love Pathfinder more than anybody and know a ton of stuff and want to get a gift certificate to Paizo.com. Cool, cool, cool. Hang out after the seminar and or after the banquet, and the questions are awesome. John Compton mostly comes up with those. He's our guy who is in charge of all of the scenarios for Pathfinder Society, and he really knows his stuff. So if you know your stuff, or if you can gather a group of five or six people who all know their stuff together, you might just leave that banquet with some credit for Paizo.com. Sarah Marie, final thoughts?
When I'm looking at PaizoCon and trying to figure out how to plan events and stuff, the goal is really to kind of try to keep it a little laid back and to have an atmosphere of the community who enjoys Paizo things, Pathfinder, Starfinder, whatever, to have an opportunity to meet and network with each other and make friends. And for me, the community is the staff and the fans and the compatible publishers and all of kind of everybody. So it's not just, when I say community, it's not just fans, it's everybody. And, you know, really encourage people to talk to staff that they might want to meet.
Yeah, we really, even though the convention has grown significantly since the day that, that Tim and Liz decided to put it on, we really want it to maintain that sense of camaraderie, that sense of approachability of the staff, of fellow attendees and stuff like that. We are here to game, we're here to do seminars and stuff, but we're also here just to hang out and talk, so don't be a stranger. Tim, any final thoughts?
This is really about, it's about memories. Every year I come away with some really strong, like a game that I either dropped into or I had that just kind of went off the rails and we had a blast. One of them, we did a demo and all the enemies wearing burlap sacks, so we thought they were a potato cult because they were all potato bags. And to this day, that when I see people in that game, we start snickering and talking about potato cults and stuff. It's just every year I come away with some new thing. So aim for that. Aim for making a memory this year, and you take it away and you have a shared experience with other people. And when you come back again next year, you'll have that snickering moment with them. And every year, that's what it turns out to be for me. So everyone I see in the hall, it's like, played with that guy, played with that guy, played that with her, you know, and that's what it's all about.
All right, guys, so I guess I will conclude the presentation with just a big thank you to you guys.
Thank you very much.
We couldn't do this show if you guys weren't so excited about coming to it. We couldn't do our jobs if you weren't excited about what we do. So thank you very much. Have a great show. Go out and make some of those memories, and then... maybe next year you guys can run this thing. We'll see you around!